She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Marty has the day off today. He's resting up his voice today and tomorrow. I'll be here for Marty tomorrow, 10 to 2 as well. Colin coming up here at 2 o'clock, so less than an hour. Okay, back to the phones. Here we go. Donna in Munhall. Donna, you're on KDK.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Donna.
I want to tell you about the job. Right out of high school, I got a job at Murphy's Mart.
Oh, wait. In the Market Square?
No, it was on 51.
Okay.
But anyway, I was working the express register, and I had a man come up to my register and put his private parts on the counter.
What?
Yes, he
what?
Did. If I would have been thinking on my feet, I would have yelled over the intercom.
Wait a minute. Where's clothes still on?
Yes, he just pulled everything out of his pants and put it on the counter.
Oh, God.
I know. And if I would have been thinking on my feet, I would have got on the intercom and said, small appliances to the checkout. But I didn't. I thought of it later.
Wait a minute. What happened to him? Did he get arrested?
No, he just ran out of the store. Nobody did anything. They couldn't catch him or nothing.
He didn't buy anything. He just did that to mess you up.
He just put it on the counter.
Jesus,
yeah.
Mary and St. Joseph on Ash Wednesday.
I know. And then I had another guy who accused me. He was buying skeins of yarn.
Yeah.
And Murphy's always had that on sale. It was 68 cents a skein back then. But anyway, he bought a laundry basket. So I'm ringing up all the skeins of yarn and I'm putting them in the laundry basket.
Yeah.
Well, then he pays for them and I go to give him his change and he moves his hand and his change falls on the counter.
Yeah.
And he told everybody that I threw the change at him. I had to go to a magistrate.
What?
I was warned. Yeah, it was a lot. He was trying to sue Murphy's Mart.
Donna,
and
were you in high school at the time? Like we're talking.
I just was just out of high school.
Oh my!
I know.
So wait, what happened at the magistrate? What happened at the magistrate?
Well, they realized that this man was just trying to sue Murphy's Mart and get money, but they warned me and they told me if I ever had any problems again, I would be fired.
So wait, so you probably went like his hand was out and you probably just turned to put his change and you mishit
and
his
it
hand
fell
or something.
On the floor,
oh, what a jerk.
And
okay.
He said that I threw it at him,
okay,
which I did
okay,
not.
Okay, I'm sorry, Donna, but that's nothing compared to the first guy putting his private parts on the counter at Murphy's Mart on 51.
I know.
I can't still. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then I was walking in the fabric department, and one of the mannequins fell off counter and hit me right on the head. And I saw stars.
Wait,
I didn't tell anybody.
I'm sorry for laughing, but wait a minute. Did you get hurt?
Yeah, I saw stars. It landed right on my head, and it was a tall mannequin. You know, they were made out of plaster, I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
But it was really tall, and hit me right on the head, and I saw stars.
Oh, my Lord. But wait, I forgot about Murphy Mart. Murphy Mart was a decent store. I liked it. We bought stuff
there.
Yeah, it was good prices. It was less expensive than Gimbel's and Horns, I'll tell you that.
Oh, right.
I know. Oh, man. I'll tell you what, Donna, you made my day. I'll tell you, I hope that guy suffered later in life for pulling his private parts out in front of you. Jesus,
yeah,
God.
Me too.
I'm telling you. Donna, have a great Ash Wednesday. Thanks so much.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much. All right, everybody stay on hold. Jay and Irwin. Jay, you're next. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good, how are you, Jay?
All right. So I'm a little younger listener. I'm going to tell you, I'm 43.
Oh, so okay. You're all right.
My first job was Wendy's.
Oh.
In my opinion, the best fish fry around is, I know you don't want to hear other than churches.
I don't care.
All right. T-Bones out in Wexford.
Oh, I know T-Bones right off the freeway there, right off 79.
One of the best fish sandwiches around.
I didn't know that. Yeah. You know what, Rob Pratt, since you mentioned that, Rob Pratt, and I've had one, it's phenomenal, is Coons Markets. And Rob Pratt will tell you, Coons, that's a hell of a fish sandwich. There's no doubt about it. But wait, so listen, Jay.
I got one more thing to throw at you, though.
Go ahead.
All right. I always hear you older guys. I love listening to you guys because I love hearing about the older generation. But I always hear about how great it was.
Hey, we had our problems.
So I want to know. Let me ask you. I want your opinion.
Yep.
Who is responsible for the downfall? Gerald Ford or Reagan?
Neither of them.
Well, that's when the steel mills started going to crap, and that's when everything shifted.
But I don't blame either one of them.
Why not?
It's a complicated issue.
You're right.
Hey, you know why? You know why? I blame environmentalists. And I'm going to tell you something. I do. And I remember those jobs lost, and it was very hurtful, and households suffered. And I don't blame them totally, but there was a lot of blame to go around all over the place, truly, truly. Jay, thanks for the call. I really appreciate that. All right. So listen. John, Bruce, George, you stay right there. You stay right there. You're in. Yeah. The fall of the steel industry. There was a lot of blame to go around. Believe me, a lot. Trust me. But I. Maybe that's because like a lot of Democrat, and I'm a Democrat. But people yell at me. They look at me like I'm crazy. I'll go to my grave blaming environmentalists for lying. Lying about a lot of things related to that. Lying. I think people should be working. I do. All right. I'm going to get back to the phones on your first jobs. Yeah, and listen, I'll pick up my other topics tomorrow. Don't worry. I'm in for Marty 10 to 2 tomorrow. Michael Bartley on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back. Michael Bartley with you on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDK. Don't forget, as always, you can listen to us at 100.1 FM, AM 1020. KDK are on the Odyssey app, spelled out A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey is A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can also watch us online with our KDK video stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to kdkradio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream. Or now you can just go to our KDK Radio YouTube page to watch everything we are doing in these studios. NASCO Roofing, instant access to our shows, just a click away. Instant access, email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Listen for The Drive at 5, the stories driving the news every day at 5, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Okay, back to the phones. Here we go. John in Moon Township. John, you're on KDK.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, John. Good to have you.
So let's just start with saying, yes, I had an interesting first job, but what's really fascinating is a job that I had was not even that long a job. It was basically 30 minutes of work. But for that 30 minutes of work, I was paid about $400.
What?
So I wanted to share this with you and your listeners, because if you've ever been at the foot of Washington Boulevard over there, there's a place called, used to be called Brilliant Boat Docks. And what I was paid to do was be a scuba diver and go underwater. And I had to fix, they had this rail system that they would lower boats and trailers down to the river. And at the end of that rail system, they were having a problem because the rails were bending and they needed to lower an I-beam underwater to me about 35 feet underwater. And I had to bolt this thing to the end of that rail system to make sure it had stability.
Wow.
So that's something that I did. I've been a recreational scuba diver for 46 years. And I've been lucky enough to even meet people like Jacques Cousteau in my life. And just wanted to share that.
If that was your first job, did you stay in that business? I did not.
That was just something I did as a hobby. And I did that and made, like I said, $400. Actually, even later, made another $600 because I helped make a Cedar Point TV commercial bringing in my diving equipment and putting it on their actor, and then they did a piece of that.
All right, now, just to be clear, if I'm going down Washington Boulevard all the way down, I make a left to go to the Highland Park Bridge, I make a right to go on Allegheny River Boulevard, you're talking if you went straight, that's where that underground dock would be. That's the Allegheny River there.
If you went straight ahead, there was a big Pittsburgh asphalt plant there, and to the right of that plant was Brilliant Boat Docks. It's a different place now. Recently, about a year ago, I went down to see if the place, a wonderful family called the Mastro family, used to run the place.
Wow.
And they have now sold to something else. It's called something Beach now. It's some odd different place.
Very,
now.
Very cool.
The incline system isn't working anymore, but I fixed it years ago, and they had it run for many years after that with no problem. So
that's
kind of neat.
That is
when you think about going water in the Allegheny River. You know what? There's not much visibility down there, so you got to be pretty right in your head because there's like you can see about 2 inches in front of your hands, and
I bet
you don't know what's going around you under there.
It's murky, yeah. John, what a great first job! Congratulations! I truly appreciate the call. Thank you, Bruce in Greenfield, one of my favorite neighborhood. Bruce, you're up.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. All right, I got a list for you. It's not very long. My first job was at the Cream King.
Cream King, that was our neighborhood Dairy Queen type
right
place.
Across the street, across the street from my house.
I know. They had the best provolone in the world. Go ahead.
Okay, second job, outdoor parking lot at the corner of Boulevard of the Allies and Stanwix.
Oh, that's
probably... You talk about under the table.
I'll tell you.
$4 an hour under the table. I was 16 years old.
$4 an hour. Wait, that was a great job.
I had so much money. I don't know what to do.
I'm telling you.
I had a car.
I had so much cash in my dresser. I couldn't even believe it back in the day.
I believe it. I hear it. Third job, right out of high school. J&L Hazelwood. 19 mil. It's the one that they called mill 19 now. CMU put a robotic center there. That was my mill. Transferred to Aliquippa in 81.
Yep.
Got laid off and got into trade unions. Been retired since 2015.
Good for you. That's so wonderful. But, hey, Bruce, when you worked in that steel mill down Hazelwood, you worked your ass off, didn't you?
Best job I ever had, though.
Why do you say that? Some of the guys loved it. Go ahead.
All right, I'll tell you why. First of all, I worked for a lot of dads of friends of ours.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
I made as much money as people that were raising a family. I was 18 years old.
Wow.
It was great. And I worked, the place I worked at, I mean, I got transferred to the coke ovens a couple times. It wasn't as bad as people thought.
I know. But hey, Bruce, I'm going to tell you something. You know, when we were kids, those guys that worked in the mill, they were loaded with cash.
Exactly.
I remember as a kid, you know, we'd go with our dads to a bar, one of those clubs, and the guys would getting off the, and they'd say, "Hey, kid, you want a Coke?" And they'd pull out a wad of cash, probably in those days, if it was $150, that was a millionaire's wad of cash. Do you understand that? They had cash left and right, didn't they?
You're exactly right. But the funny thing is, every other Wednesday was payday. Every other Wednesday was payday, and there used to be an Equibank in Hazelwood, and half the mill used to go over there and cash their check, on paydays. And I don't know how they had that much money in their bank, but everyone used to go over and cash their paychecks over there.
Wow, unbelievable, unbelievable.
Best job I ever had, though.
Wow,
best job.
Incredible. Bruce, I really appreciate the call. Thank you so much, my friend.
Good talking to you, buddy. Take care.
You bet. Take care. Wow. Those guys, I'm telling you, that worked in the mill, I'll tell you what, incredible. Absolutely incredible. They had so much money. They made so much money. Those guys had a wad of cash. You know, and if they spent it right and they invested it right, I'll tell you, those were great jobs. Those were great jobs. The guys that worked in the mill, that was the job, man. Those were the jobs. They really were. Truly. Truly. Those were the jobs. Trust me on that. All right, I'm going to take my break. Paul Alexander is going to have news at the bottom of the hour. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Okay, welcome back. Michael Bartley in for Marty Griffin. I'm here till 2 o'clock. All right, and I have my man tomorrow night filling in for me. Hold on a second. George and Clareton. George, you're on KDK. Don't talk yet. You there, George?
Yes, sir.
All right, stay there. Brandon, you here, George? Huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
Put the thing in. Put the thing in? PJ, get back in here and help Brandon. Oh, it's working? All right, listen. George is one of my callers, Brandon, on Thursday night, because I have to do Marty's show tomorrow. Brandon McGinley, big shot from the Post-Gazette, is going to be filling in for me Thursday night. Hey, George, make sure you're nice to Brandon McGinley tomorrow night. You hear me?
Brandon McGinley, he didn't vote for Trump, did he?
The hell he didn't.
What did I just say to you?
I knew this was going to happen.
Brandon, say that again, Brandon.
I just said I knew this was going to happen.
What the hell did I tell you? Be careful with my callers. Be careful with my audience tomorrow night.
I'll treat them well, as long as they treat me well.
Yeah, no. Hey, George, Brandon is the fairest guy.
I did in 16. I did. It all started with that escalator ride in 15, and I even bought $5 Trump pins and passed them out to people.
Hey, George, man. Brandon McGinley's one of the best journalists Pittsburgh's ever had. He's with the Post-Gazette, right. And he's so fun. He's been on with me before, and he is... I'm moderate, pretty much, and you're kind of almost moderate to conservative in some things.
I mean, it depends.
I'm moderate to liberal in some things, so we can get along fine.
And I think the nice thing about doing local stuff is that a lot of these things come together. So there are people who are on the right, who are on the left.
Yeah.
They can come together on what to do about PPS or something like that.
Totally.
A lot of this is not about ideology. It's about just getting things done.
It is. All right, stay right there. George, you called about your first summer job, which has taken over my whole show. Go ahead.
It has. It really has. And I got COVID this week, guys, so look out. But I'll be around listening. So isn't that something?
You sound a little nasally. You do. Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. And we all know who called it a hoax 6 years ago.
Pay attention, Brandon McGinley.
I'm listening.
I'm looking forward to talking to this, Mr. Brandon. Hey, I'm feeling good right now. It comes and goes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you, yeah.
My first two jobs at Miss Donna that was on here from Homestead or Mohawk, I actually worked for a mutual friend's father. He was my second job on the books. I cut grass and that. But it was in a grocery store. He went to school actually with my father. He was my manager, and he was a great guy. Class of 46 was filled with great guys, man. They were like Korea War vets, you know, some in World War II, mostly Korea. But and he got me to go to school half a day my senior year. I had three classes, 3 days, and when I had gym 2 days a week, I was there till almost noon. And then I worked at the store I always referred to it. There were three of them. They were family-run grocery stores. I started there in August of 73. Right now, coming up, in March, I started in a butcher shop. That was like a big promotion.
That was hard. That's hard work. Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
Brandon, we started this. I had that Father James Martin on. Right. He wrote that book about when we were the jobs had as kids, what we learned from it, how we were impacted, our lives, and how it taught us to treat people nicely. Right, George? Yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah. And you know what else it did? I was about 16 going on 17. Sounds like something out of I'm 16 going on 17.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a cool time because, you know, we had some stuff going on in the town. And a lot of times that's a little racial trouble, really did.
Yeah.
And it got me out there, and I was ethnic looking enough where everyone would ask me, are you a George? Are you a Solomon? Are you a Harris? I was Greek, Italian, Syrian. I was whatever. You know, I just had that universal look. And I really got well-known real quick, and I couldn't wait to work there. And even going to buy my clothes around March of 74, that was my graduating year, I went to the old JCPenney's. The lady that called said she worked at Grand City or Murphy Mart or Kresge's, one of those down there. Well, I went to JCPenney's because my mom worked there. I got a discount. I bought a pair of hard-toe shoes, like steel-toe Oxfords, a couple slacks, a couple white shirts, and a couple bow ties. I was like El Jazbo Collins, brother.
I was
in the butcher shop, and then I got to work some nights. I wasn't a full-fledged cutter of meat, but we used the real meats, and I had to bone out certain things that they could. It was already prepped and ready to go for the morning. I did cut out a steak, a roast, a 6-pound rump roast if you needed. You had to watch what you were doing, but you had to know what you were doing. I could do some chops, thicker chops for stuffing, filling up the case. I mean, it was such responsibility.
Being a butcher's hard work. Yeah. That's hard work.
And I was lifting weights there, and I was, you know, I was younger. I was 17 then. I didn't turn 18 until the following, of 74, following November, Thanksgiving Day. That's when I went into the
middle. You know what's interesting?
Subject.
You know, when some people called today, Brandon, too. George, thanks for the call. I really appreciate that. We'll talk tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow, 10 to 2. And when something, I need something moved.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a young kid, I was like, oh, man, why can't they do it? The older people would say, pick that up and move that over there.
Right.
I can't pick that stuff up now. And so I say to a young person, pick that up and move that over there.
Yeah.
But that's what we did as kids.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
This took on a life of its own today, Brandon. I'm talking to Brandon McGinley, who's doing my show tomorrow night, 6 to 10. And Brandon is a celebrated, hugely popular journalist with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and a brilliant guy. But everybody started calling us like, you know, my first job taught me too is that never be mean to a waitress, never mm-hmm. be mean to a busboy.
Absolutely.
Never be mean to a waiter. Because
mm-hmm.
I said I was, I worked for a caterer in college.
Uh-huh.
And I remember it's some private parties and mansions and stuff. I was looked down upon, and I thought to myself, is that my own insecurity? But I didn't think so. I think I was looked down on.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought, I remember thinking back then, I'll never treat anybody like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What were your first jobs?
Gosh. Well, as we were talking about this, I was thinking about how I wish I had those kinds of experiences myself. But I was like, I was of the generation where there wasn't, there were, you know, some kids would do fast food or whatever, but I didn't really. I was focused on school and everything.
Yeah.
And
you didn't have a summer job?
No, I did.
So you were a little trust fund kid? You were a trust fund kid?
Not that either. I was doing like internships and stuff like that.
Oh, you sheltered thing.
I know. Tell me about it. No.
You didn't work at a gas station, a grocery store?
No, I wish I had.
Did you have a job in high school?
And this is something actually...
See, then maybe I was.
It was the kind of nerdy stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I get it.
I mean, I think that as I look back on it now, I wish I'd done those things, and I want my kids to do those things.
Okay, because here's the thing.
Yeah.
I brought this up, and this is why this, for lack of a better description, this topic went viral today. I didn't get to 10 of my topics.
Yeah.
Because I said, do you think the young kids now work as hard as we did? Because in high school, we had two or three jobs.
Yeah.
If we didn't have a third job, we went to cut grass or do something.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said, people always say to me, and I'm not a parent, you are.
Sure.
So, okay, so you answer.
Yeah.
I said, and then the phone started ringing off the hook here today. I said, do young people work as hard as we did back then? Because I often hear that parents are too soft on them or say, oh, you don't have to do it, and parents do everything for them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, and you know damn well what I'm talking about.
I think George on the line just now hit the nail on the head when he talked about he was 16 and 17 and he was doing butcher's work, and he said it was a tremendous amount of responsibility. And I think even more than talking about work or how hard you're working, that sense of responsibility is really important. Kids can be responsible for a lot more than we realize if we give them the opportunity. And they can also work harder than we realize. And they will thrive if you give them those opportunities. So I think at least as much as working hard, it's about giving kids the opportunity to be responsible.
Do you think, all right, listen, I got to take a break.
Yeah.
Stay right here for me.
I'll stay.
And then I'll give you the... Tomorrow night's your first show alone, isn't it?
I know.
And you're filling in for Michael Gerard, Patrick Bartley?
Big shoes.
Oh, I'm telling you. Oh, they're going to be... No, they're going to be nice. Don't worry. All right, I'll be with Brandon McGinley, my man, coming right back up. Michael and Brandon. All right, welcome back. Michael Bartley on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, Katie Cam, in for Marty Griffin, who has to rest his voice. He has some speaking issues. It started yesterday, and I'll be here tomorrow 10 to 2 as well. And Brandon McGinley joins me in the booth right now. And Brandon, you're going to be, it's tomorrow night is your first show alone here. You're going to be filling in from on my Thursday night 6 to 10 shift. Yep. And that's fun. Yeah, the evening, ask Rob Pratt about that. The evening callers are so fun. And you can get into some really fun stuff, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely.
And it's whatever you want to do. Yeah. It's just so it's really really fun. But back to I was only teasing you about the internships because
it's fine.
I had in this business broadcasting you had to be in some big time internships to get a job in this business.
Oh yeah.
Where was your internship in Pittsburgh?
Gosh, I did some stuff in like finance. And then I also, when I was in college, I did some more kind of academic stuff off where I was in college. So, yeah.
All right, here's the question of the day. Ready?
Yeah.
You still live in the South Hills area.
You got it.
Okay, ready? Will you go to a fish fry today?
Probably not today because I believe I know my wife has a meal in the slow cooker.
Oh, really?
So
you probably will go Friday or something.
Yeah. So, you know, in the neighborhood, we're in Brookline. There's the old Resurrection Parish, not called St. Teresa.
We played basketball against Resurrection.
Exactly,
they were tough kids,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
They were.
So there's that. And then the old St. Bernard, now St. Michael the Archangel
Lebanon.
Parish in Mount Lebanon. So that's nearby. So that's
it's not called St. Bernard anymore?
Well, the church is called St. Bernard, but the parish is
St.
Michael
me mad.
The Archangel.
That makes me mad.
I know. We still call it St. Bernard. So,
me too. I still call all of them by the old names.
I know. I'm too precise about it.
Me too. But don't you think, and how many years, you're at the Post Gazette a lot of years.
No, it's about four and a half.
Four and a half,
yeah.
But you've made a name for yourself.
Well, thank you.
Brandon, but don't you think that the fish fry is just a blast
in
Pittsburgh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what, it's great. It's a great thing, especially when you have a bunch of kids going as well, because, I mean, they can just kind of run around. Sometimes they'll have places for the kids to hang out, and it's cheap, and even if it's a little bit pricey, it's going to a good cause, so it's great stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool. You see that guy behind you there, Paul Alexander? Paul, do you know Brandon McGinley?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be working with him tomorrow. He's in for me tomorrow. Huh? Paul Alexander, he's in there for me tomorrow. Don't worry. Paul's my
Thank goodness.
You see what I'm saying?
I love this.
Huh? Thursday
night.
Hey,
Michael, don't go away long or mad. Just go away.
Don't talk to me for the rest of the day, Alexander. And I mean it, too. All right, Brandon, ready? I told you I had that Father Martin on.
Yeah.
Okay, because you do a lot of politics. Ready?
Sure.
Okay, ready? Let me give you... And I'm not trying to be Catholic-centric here today.
Sure. Well,
but
Pittsburgh.
It's Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday in Pittsburgh.
And it's Pittsburgh, so
don't
yell at me. All right, ready? Here's what the Pope said today about Lent.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Sure.
Thinking out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Fish, desserts, mm-hmm. Giving stuff up. Ready? I would like to invite you to a very practical and frequently unappreciated form of abstinence. That of refraining from words that offend and hurt our neighbor.
Yeah.
Let us begin by disarming our language, avoiding harsh words and rash judgment, refraining from slander and speaking ill of those who are not present and cannot defend themselves. Instead, let us strive to measure our words and cultivate kindness and respect in our families, among our friends, at work, on social media, media, in political debates, in the media and in Christian communities. In this way, words of hatred will give way to words of hope and peace. Isn't that beautiful?
It's beautiful, and I think this Pope, while not a young man, is the most kind of tech-informed Pope we've ever had. He's very interested in AI. He's actually released some statements in AI recently, and I think as much as he's thinking about of course he's thinking about words that you say, with your mouth to someone's face and in conversation. But I think he's particularly thinking about social media, particularly thinking about the ways that we communicate thoughtlessly and communicate in ways where the harm that we're causing is less visible than whenever you're talking to somebody face to face.
Okay, so can I just tell you that after reading that and hearing that Father Martin talk about it today, my new Lenten thing is not that I'm going to have a filet mignon tonight, but you know, I'll probably have a fish sandwich, but
yeah.
I'm going to give this a try cuz here's the danger with being so compartmentalized in political mm-hmm. the political arena, especially yeah. for me. And I get rabid about things too.
Yeah.
And I say, no. If the Trump people can say this and say that, and the MAGA people can say this right. and say that,
yeah.
I'll fight them hand over fist. Well, guess right. what? Here, let me tell you this. For Lent, and I'm going to get my ashes at 6 o'clock at mm-hmm. Cathedral. Don't judge me, Brandon McGinley.
Mine aren't on my head either.
But don't worry. I ain't judging you. But listen, you ready? I'm going to be the bigger person. What do you think of that?
I think it's the hardest thing about politics today is because it feels like you're disarming yourself and those who disagree with you or maybe even think badly of you won't disarm. And so this kind of unilateral disarmament, no one ever wants to do it. But the only way we're ever going to get to something like kind of a political peace again, where people can understand one another, is if someone takes the first step.
I wonder how long it's going to last for me. I mean, I'm just
40 days is a long time.
Wait. So, and especially if I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, I found in my work at the newspaper, you know, it's brought me in touch with dozens, hundreds of people around this town who I never would have gotten to know under any other circumstances. If I were just a regular guy, I never would have got to know them. And what I'm pointing out is not, oh, I got to meet all kinds of interesting and important people. I got to meet people who I disagreed with, people whose perspectives, ideologies, backgrounds are radically different from mine. And this goes to the social media thing. If we just met each other online, if we just interacted in some stupid comment section, we'd probably hate each other's guts. But when you actually, you're talking to someone on the phone, talking to someone over coffee, over drinks, over lunch, you get to know someone, you realize, gosh, at the end of the day, while our differences can be really, really, really big, interacting with someone as a human being face-to-face and getting to know how they came to believe what they believe, what their life's like, there's no substitute for it. And that ultimately is how local politics can become healthy in a way that's hard to imagine national politics becoming healthier.
I'll be listening tomorrow night.
I appreciate it.
Don't forget rule number one. Don't you dare embarrass me by messing up my slot. Just kidding. Brandon McGinley, you're going to be fabulous. My callers, my audience, my listeners are going to love you.
Thank you.
You're so bright. This is going to be really fun. Welcome aboard. This is wonderful. I think you're great. Brandon McGinley will be in for me tomorrow night, 6 to 10. Brandon, have a great Ash Wednesday. Go get some fish. Get them ashes. I am. And I'll be back in for Marty coming up here at 10 to 2 tomorrow. Michael Bartley on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire demo rental program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.